In 15th century England, a decades-long series of battles known as the Wars of the Roses saw two royal families pitted against each other for control of the country. Throughout all the drama, bloodshed, and betrayal, could they have possibly imagined their conflict would serve as the inspiration for a hit TV show centuries later? The Wars of the Roses was given its name because both of the families responsible for the war used a rose as their emblem. The House of York, a white rose, and the House of Lancaster, a red rose. The Yorks and the Lancasters each felt they had a right to rule the country since they were both descendants of the royal Plantagenet family bloodline. At the start of the war, the House of Lancaster ruled England under the reign of King Henry VI, but by 1460 were briefly unseated by the army of Richard, Duke of York, who was later killed in battle. Shortly thereafter, the Yorks had dealt a decisive military blow to the Lancasters and installed Edward IV as England's new king. Much of the Yorks' success was owed to the Earl of Warwick. Despite helping Edward IV become king, the Earl of Warwick disagreed with him on many issues and ultimately double-crossed him, teaming up with Edward's own brother, the Duke of Clarence, to overthrow him and retake power for themselves. Unfortunately, their attempted coup failed, and they were forced to flee to France, where they joined forces with the exiled former Queen Margaret of the House of Lancaster. After regrouping, these three unlikely allies summoned their armies and invaded England. Just when victory seemed certain, betrayal reared its ugly head when the Duke of Clarence again changed sides and realigned himself with the House of York. The Earl of Warwick was killed in battle, the former Queen Margaret was captured, and her husband, the previous King Henry VI, and his sons were all executed. After being dethroned for a short time in 1470, Edward IV quickly won back his title as king and ruled for several years of moderate peace. Following his death in 1483, the carnage of the previous decades reappeared. New contenders for the throne eagerly sought to fill the power vacuum, and within a short time, King Edward's heirs were assassinated, and only two candidates for king remained: the Yorkist Richard III and the Lancastrian Henry Tudor. When Richard III attempted to seize power, many of his allies changed sides and pledged allegiance to Henry Tudor. Tudor attacked Richard III's forces on August 22, 1485, at the Battle of Bosworth Field. The bloody confrontation ended in an unquestionable Tudor victory. Tudor was promptly crowned King Henry VII, ushering in a new Tudor dynasty that prospered until the early 1800s. The peaceful new era was largely attributed to Henry uniting the Yorks and Lancasters by marrying Elizabeth of York, Edward IV's daughter. In an attempt to put a symbolic end to the Wars of the Roses, he created a Tudor rose emblem by combining the white rose of the Yorks with the red of the Lancasters.